Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. V'yochevet fege bas machayu zbasi b'soch shachol Yisrael. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Uchus Talmud Torah Lachay Yud writes, Talmid Chachamim, Einam yotzim ba'atzman lasus in kol hakol b'binyan b'chafira shal medina b'chayotze b'hem, kedei shlo yizbazu b'fnei ha'Talmid Chachamim, don't go out themselves together with the rest of the community to build, to dig, similar things, in order that they shouldn't be disgraced in front of the Amei Aretz. You don't collect from them to build the wall, to fix the gates, to pay the guards. Similarly, not to the gift to the king. Similarly, they're not obligated to pay taxes, neither they're sharing a tax, leave it on the city as a whole, nor a head tax levied on each individual. It says in the Pasuk, although they will give among the nations, now I gather them in a little while, they will be released from the burden of the king and his officers, talking about Talmid Chachamim. Similarly, if a Talmid Chacham has merchandise to sell, he's allowed to sell it first. This that it says, although they were given among the nations in Hosea, Chesiyod, that's an allusion to the payment of taxes. Now they'll gather, in a little while they'll be released, and this is an allusion to their exemption. So, Ad Kan, Midivrei HaRambam. Now, from the fact that Rambam writes this halacha that a Talmud Chacham is pater from being mishtatef in Tzorchei Bnias Ha'ir, Tzorchei Shmiras Ha'ir, in the sixth parak of Uchus Talmud Torah, where he's talking there about the dinim that are mishum mitzvah shel kovet Talmud Chachamim, it's much that the Rambam holds that the Torah Talmud Chacham mitzvah Tzorchei Shmiras Ha'ir is because of the etzim din of the Talmud Chacham, Moshar Dinim, Shema Halacha Yud. She is said Pturim and Mishum Dina the Talmud Chacham. It all is because of the Din Talmud Chacham that he's Pater. We also see this in the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayos in Avos 4:5. Ve'omnam advarim she'atira isem atoira the Talmud Chacham hu she'timoker s'chorosim ufnei kol s'chorir v'she'iknu lehem b'tchilas ha'shuk elem ha'chukim she'kav la Hashem izborach mo she'kav ha'matanis l'koin v'chein ha'kilatom etem l'chom ha'chuki ha'anonios anonis ve'achsanios ha'chayil ve'chukim ha'miyuchadim chol ish v'ish These are the laws that Hashem made. Just like the matanis for a kohen, you also have to take care of Talmid Chachamim. And Rambam says to Min HaTorah. Interesting. Rambam writes, V'chein Akila HaTorah, from Talmid Chachamim, from paying taxes, and building walls, and even if a Talmid Chacham has money, he doesn't have to pay. We have Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi told a person who had a lot of gardens and orchards and he owed a lot of money in taxes. He says, you don't have to pay. You're a Talmud Chacham, let's a Din Torah. It's like your Pater for Machatis HaShekel. So the Ptur and Binyan HaChomas, Ptur Mas, it's only Din Talmud Chacham. It is very difficult because in Maseches Bava Basra, we see the reason that Talmud Chacham are Pater from being Mishtatif and Tzarchei Shmira Seir. Is because Talmid Chachamim don't require netirusa, they don't require shmira, because their Torah guards them. Rabbeinu Nesiah Rama Deshura or Derabbanan, Amar Le Reish Lakish Rabbanan Lo Tzricha Netirusa Siva Saprem, etc. So Rabbeinu Nesiah imposed payment of the walls of the city on the Chachamim, like on everyone else. Reish Lakish said, no, Talmid Chachamim don't require shmira. Kol Tzipasuk. Amar Rav Yehuda, Akola Agle Gopa. Afilu Miyasmi, Avar Rabbanan Lo Tzricha Nitirusa. Everybody has to pay for the gates of the walls of the city, to put up doors. That's Agle Gopa. Even Yisayimim have to pay, but not rabbis. Rabbis don't need Shmira. Hakol Karya Pascha. Afilu Me Rabbanan. Everybody has to pay for digging the wells for water. Rashi says, even the rabbis, everybody needs water. Even rabbis have to drink. Cecilia Hedjib, Divya Gemara, that the reason that Tamid Chamim are putter, Tzarech Shmira Seir, is because Tamid Chamim don't require Netirusa. They don't require Shmira, and therefore, the Tzarech Eir are not for them. But Be'etzim Achiyu Vashibu, that you're Koyfe B'nei Eir, but Tzarech Eir, where it's often Tzarech Tamid Chamim, when there's not Shmira involved, they also have to pay. And therefore, Karya Pasya, Chafir is Bor L'Shtiyas Yayin, digging a well for water, digging a pit for water, that's they also have to pay. So in other words, Midin, the Gemara doesn't say it's Midin Talmud Chacham. Midin Chacham, they should be Patur from everything. The Gemara says Midin Shmira. The Talmud Chacham don't require Shmira. So they're not Patur because they're Talmud Chachamim. They're Patur because they don't require Shmira. So the Rambam seems to say, not like the Gemara. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Perek Vav Mechoshchena Malach Aleph writes, "Koyf min ha'ir zeitzei lasis chomet l'osayim uvriach l'ir v'livnos l'mpes b'sei kinesis v'liknos sefer Torah v'neviim." The Bnei Ha'ir force each other to make a wall for the city, build a shul, buy sefer Torah, neviim k'suvim, alach avav. He writes there all the things that are required for Shmira Seir. Lokhem mikolan sheir v'afilu min ha'yesom v'chutz mitamir ha'chachamim. She'ein tamir ha'chachamim tzvichem Shmira she'atara shemarta. Because tamir ha'chachamim don't require Shmira, the Torah guards them. So here the Rambam says that it's midin, tamir ha'chachamim don't require Shmira. Lulezos, they'd be chayiv. If not for that, they'd be chayiv. He says, Tikkun adrachim barachovas, they are chayiv. That's how Rambam learns karya pasya, like the Rach brought in Tosis. Not water, digging in the ground for water, but rather fixing the roads, fixing the streets, paving the roads. That they have to pay for. So why does the Rambam write in Hilchos Talmud Torah? Where the mashmaos there is that it's a din in a Talmud Chacham, in Kavat Tamei Chachamim. It's not a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din in Tamei Chachamim. Don't need Netirusa. They don't need Shmira. It belongs in Hilchos Shchenim when you're talking about who's obligated to guard the city, but it's not. It's Makom is not in Hilchos Talmud Torah, especially as we saw the Mashmaos the Rambam is it's Midin Kavat Talmud Chacham, like the other dinim that you buy from a Kohen first, etc. So that's the kasha. In the Sefer Devar Moshe, Maseches Avos, he asks, and that the Rambam says in Perash Shoshanis V'chein Binyan HaChoymes, the building of the walls, they're Patr because they're Tamei Chachamim, but what about the Gemara in Bava Basra? That it's because Lo Tzricha Netirusa, like we said. So he notes that Kasha, and we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Sefer Shimas Shiurim and Bava Basra. In the Darkei Moshe and Choshen Mishpat and Simen Kuf Samar Gimel, it's cut in bays. He brings the Mari Mintz, that B'nei Ari Kofin Zeh Zeh Letzarech Yarf B'Shein Mekzesim Tzrichim Lezeh, כגון מקווה שאין הזקן הסריחוס לזה, או בייס חסנוס, אפילו מי שאין צריכם, אפילו אחי, ייתנו חלק המעין שם, ואין בגוס הרמוכי שמשפט קופסא מרגימו, סעיף גימו. So he brings to the Ma'arim Ins that Bnei Ha'ir force each other to buy the Tzorchei Ha'ir, even though Ein Mektsasim Tzrichim Lezeh. People can force each other even though some people don't need it. For example, women at a certain age don't have to go to mikveh anymore. If they don't have to go to mikveh anymore, they still have to pay for the mikveh. Or a wedding hall, even people aren't making weddings. Everybody has to pay their portion. So writes the Ramah, Veshem Mishpat Kuf Samach Gimel. We also see in Shulchan Aruch Admar Zokin, Talmud Torah Perek Dal Yachid Gimel, he says, Kofim Ne'er Zeh Zeh Liknes Tanach, Lanech Beveis HaMedrash, Veshikarivam, Kol Mishi Yirtzim and Hatzibur, Vilam Eretz Chayv Lita and Lefim Amoino, so Bnei Ha'ir can force each other to buy a Tanach so that people can go and learn. And Amei Eretz are also forced, even if they're not learning, but however much money, based on how much money they have. So everybody has to be mishtatei for tzorech ha'ir, even if he doesn't need it. So according to this, we have to understand that it says in the Gemara that Tamid Chacham are pater from being mishtatei for tzorech shmira se'ir, because Tamid Chacham don't require shmira. But tzorech ha'ir, we don't care if they're yechidim, we don't need it. Again, we see in the Derech Moshe, we see in the Shulchan Aruch Harab, the Shulchan Aruch of the Admor Zalkein, that even if you don't need it yourself, but you're part of the city, you're part of the group, so you have to pay as part of the community. It's the obligation. So even though they don't need Netirusa, but they should still be chayav al chelek me'ayir. So it would appear that in the chiyuv of Bnei Ha'ir, B'tzarech Ha'ir, there are two dinei chiyuv, and they're fundamentally different. One din is where each one needs it and is nana from it, and then each one has to be mishtatev be'otzah sadaver kagon. And for that you don't need any takana. There's one din that where everybody needs it and everybody's nana, everybody has to be mishtatef, and that's a din d'oraisa. For that you don't need a takana, because it's pashut that everybody is responsible to pay. And in this case, one person can force another one, because there's no din shibud v'chiyuv me'echad l'sheni. Not that I'm a shibud to you, it's that I have to pay myself. I need it, so I have to be mishtatef. But you can't force someone else to be mishtatef. It's not a shibud l'chavero. If you need it and you're nana, then you have to be mishtatef. And if a person doesn't need it, he doesn't have to be mishtatev since he doesn't need it. And there's another din in chiyuv of shibud levnei ha'ir v'tzarech ha'ir, and that's that each one is mechuyuv l'shtatev b'chol tzarech ha'ir, even if he doesn't need it. And this din is a shibud l'anshei ha'ir, and they can be toveh him, and they can force him. Because that's a chibud v'shibud mechuyavim mishubadim bnei yozozad and mishubad to each other. And this is takanas chazal l'chor. It would appear that in the chiyuv and shibud hamiyuchad, that the bnei yir mishubadim zel azel l'shtatev v'chotzarech yir mishim takanas chazal, in this case, the tamir chal mar pturim, shlo chiyuv osim b'shibud zeh kamo shepturim mimisim, v'cho chiyuv amu rak heicha digam heim tzrichim lazeh. In the chiyuv and the special shibud, that bnei yir mishubadim zel azel, to be mishtatif b'chol tzorech ha'ir because of the takan of Chazal, there the Talmid Chachamim are pater, because they pater them just like they're not chayv in taxes, and their whole chiyuv v'chiyuv is where they need it themselves. Then they have to be mishtatif d'oraisa because they're also nana. So based on this we understand not that it says in the Gemara Talmid Chachamim are pater from mishtatif b'tzorech ha'shmira because they don't need shmira. And we said, everybody's chayav to be mishtatev. But based on what we said, we understand that this chayav, that everybody has to be mishtatev, it's tzarech ha'ir, even if he doesn't need it, just because of the takana, the chayav miyuchav, that the chazal are mitaken, that each person has to pay as part of the city, as part of the collective, as part of the group. There, Tamir Chum are Pater. Tamir Chum are not Meshubba to them. It's like they're Pater from taxes, they're Pater from paying for the Shmira Seir. You're going to say, aye, they're Nana also. The answer is they're not Nana. Tamir Chum, Lotzrich, and Nitirusa. And the reason they're chayav in the Karya Pasi is because in the water is because they need that also. So it emerges according to this that we patter tam chacham from tzarchei shmiras seir. You need two things. Number one, you need shmiras. You need that shmiras seir isn't tzarch tam chacham, because tam chacham don't need shmira. And number two, tamid chacham are patter from the special chiyuv and shibud. If Bnei Ha'ir are mechuyev l'shtatif b'tzarchei Ha'ir, just like they're pater mimisim, just like they're pater from taxes. So those are the two aspects of the p'tur. They don't need it themselves, and they're also pater because they're not chayev in the shibu that the Bnei Ha'ir have towards each other, just like they're pater from taxes. And that's included in what the Gemara says, that Talmid Chachamim are pater mitzarchei shmiras Ha'ir. They're not Meshubba to the other people, and they don't need the Shmira themselves. Based on this, we understand that the Rambam says this din of Tamir Chum and Pater B'tzarchei Shmira Seir, both in Ochas Shcheinim and Ochas Tam Atar Nuchas Shcheinim. He writes that Tamir Chum are Pater B'tzarchei Shmira, and you can't be Mechayiv them, because it's Litzarchum. Also, just like they're Chayiv in other things that are Litzarchum, like Karya Pasya, and buying a Tanakh, etc. Because they're not Mechayiv in what the other people in this town are Mechayiv. The Rambam says, here, Rambam says in Hoshchenim, the reason they're pater is because they don't need shmira, and the Torah, because the Torah is mishamer them, and the meila it's not litzarcham. If it was litzarcham, they'd be chayiv, but since it's not litzarcham, you can't be mechayiv them. It's litzarcham b'nei Ha'ir, but not litzarcham. So again. In Hilchus Shcheinim, the Rambam writes that they're pater because they don't need it, because it's not Litzarcham. If it was Litzarcham, they'd be Chayiv. But since it's not Litzarcham, they're pater. In Hilchus Talmud Torah, the Rambam tells us another din. You know why they're pater? Because when there's a takana on the Bnei Ha'ir, they're not Chayiv in such a takana. The rabbis pater them, just like they're pater from taxes. They're also pater from Shmiras Ha'ir. Yes, this is something that devolves on the community, that's something that obligates the community. But the rabbis are pater from this. They have a special status. Atz Tamid Chachamim, that they're pater. The Rambam doesn't say that their Torah is Mishamer them in Hilchus Talmud Torah. Because the word is not because their Torah is Mishamer them, it's because they're not obligated in communal obligations. So in Hilchus Talmud Torah, the Rambam is talking about their Din Talmud Chacham. Din Talmud Chacham, they're pater from all communal obligations, unless they benefit from it. But if they don't benefit, they're pater from communal obligations. You can't obligate them. In Hilchus Shcheinim, the Rambam says they're pater because it's not Litzarcham. Because the Chacham lo tzrichin et Yerusa. So then it's a possible pshat in the Rambam. And there is a lot more to talk about on this sugya, so I ask that you please stay tuned. B'li neder, I hope that we're able to understand this more and study this more. It's a very fascinating topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.